where it is, inside the inner veil, isn't it? In that place, in the presence of the Lord. And you have to go through the outer court, through the inner court, into that presence, and that way has been made for us to get there. Inside of there, it doesn't make any difference whether the sun is shining or not, what the weather's like, what's going on outside. You find yourself in a place where it's just you and God, period. And isn't it interesting how God always brings us, all of his people, to that place and what they have to go through to get there. But once they get there, do you know what? They find you're enough. No, you're more than enough. No, you're everything I need. So let's give thanks. And would you bow with you? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you bid us to come, that you did make a way, that your ways are perfect. It should raise our confidence, raise our faith into places, Lord, that we would shed every ounce of doubt or fear. We're called to this place to be with you, to be in your presence. Through the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus, and the sacrifice, no greater love is there than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And you call us friends, brothers. We look at ourselves, oh Lord, we're so unworthy, but there's no worthiness in us. It's just all you. So, Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts to be called to this place, called into your presence, called to commune, called to fellowship, called to hear, called to see. And Father, we give you praise because everything there is good. There's no bad news there. We hear words like, it is finished, it's done. Don't ask, can I make it? Say, I've already made it. All these wonderful things are from you to your children. How we love you, Lord. How we thank you that we can come, that we do come. That you put these things in our hearts. So, Lord, we'd like to commit the service now into your hands. Take over, Lord. Please have the preeminence in each heart. It's the only way it can work. And you, who are omnipotent, omniscient, you know where everybody's at. Lord, I don't. You have know what they have need of. I don't. But you can take the foolishness of preaching and fallible people and meet people where they're at and do wondrous things. So we offer ourselves up to you, Lord, and come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Several years ago, I was laying in bed in the morning, and sometimes things happen. Have you ever had this happen? You don't wake up and think a thought. The Lord is speaking to you, and that wakes you up. And what he spoke was so simple. But he kept saying to him over and over. And then that sort of echoed to me all day. And what he said was just simple. Two words. God in. God in. All day long. God in. God in. So I said, okay, I know you're going to, I know that. I mean, it's simple. But there's more you want me to see in that, because you wouldn't be bringing me to this if you didn't want me to see more. So, God and his prophets, God and his son. Well, God and his son is him in another expression of himself. We know that. But we have taken note so many times when Jesus says, blessed are your eyes, for they see. Okay, what were they seeing, Pete? What? Why were they blessed? And what? Because they see. What did they see? What was it that they were blessed because they see? David? They saw him. Okay? They say there's something here. There's something that they saw God in his manifestation. So what did they see God in? And Jesus said, you saw God in, and you're going to be blessed because of it. Right? Okay, blessed are your ears, for they hear. David, what did they hear? They heard him. God in. Okay, so in this interesting place, you can go to the message, Perfect Faith. And Brother Branham talks about Jesus and the disciples. And he says the disciples would walk along and they'd be scratching their head because they didn't understand always what was coming forth. Okay? Because, now this is Brother Branham's word, he says, sometimes it would be Jesus speaking the man, and sometimes it would be God speaking through him, and sometimes they wouldn't necessarily appear like they necessarily matched, but they did. So here is this wonderful mystery. Okay? And the mystery is those two words, God in. Okay? Now, you can go to the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Did I forget that? Okay? And he talks about God in. And I was actually going to bring it, but he says, do you remember how he says, it was God in Jesus made him God? Okay? God in Jesus made him God, right? Okay, so then he goes from there to the prophets. And he spends a paragraph there and he says, God was in the prophets. Okay. And he's talking, that whole page is about expression, God expressing himself, okay, revealing himself. So he spends a whole paragraph, God in those prophets. Then the next paragraph, he changes the words. And he said, God was those prophets. Okay. It goes from God in to God was. Right, Stephen? So same with Jesus. All right. So what about me and you? Okay, what did we read as we started the purpose on this? We must look at everything that we're studying, and if it's going to do any good in you, if it's going to be any more than just a good sermon, okay, if it's going to be effective in your life, you have to see it in you. Okay, because if you don't, it just falls out there. Oh, I learned something. Well, how do I apply it? What do I do with it? Well, you just learn it. Oh, come on. We all know that. God doesn't give you things just to learn for a mental exercise, does he? Okay. So here he is. God became man that he might that man might become God. So here it is. God in. So this week, along with that thought, I was into the fifth seal. And I don't know, it's just timing. You know, I wore out my old seal book, so thank you, Brother Russ. These are really nice. Have you noticed that when you open, they just open and stay there? Oh, it's wonderful. So I was into the fifth seal. You know, and you start a message, okay, I know what the fifth seal is. So why read it? Okay, but the Spirit has been slapping me over the head lately and just said, don't say that to me anymore. Don't say it to me anymore. I already know what's there. There's so much more all the time, every time we open it up. So he goes in, the souls under the altar, of course. And then I was amazed at what he was bringing out there, because he's comparing two souls, okay? The Jews and how God dealt with them in mercy, okay? And even after they killed the Lord Jesus, and in the scriptures it says they were given white robes. Okay, but in the fifth seal, he says it was Jesus gave them those robes personally. He gave them robes. Now think about that. So here, the point I'm trying to bring out is this. When you're reading the seals, when you're reading things, don't simply identify. Okay, I know that's a white horse rider.
Oh, you say,
this is souls under the altar, I know that. Ask yourself this question, and here's what hit me over the head. What is God doing?
Oh,
you want me to see what he's doing? And then everything becomes new perspective and new thoughts and new way, and your jaw drops. And you say, oh, this is incredible. This is amazing. So how many times we've looked at this picture of the pillar of fire over the prophet? Is that man? Is that God? No. Is the pillar of fire? That isn't even God. It's a representation of his presence. Shows that he's there. Okay. But what's going on? There's a spiritual happening there. That's God. Okay? So you have to look at these things and differentiate. So, I'm bringing this up to the blood, and I'm bringing it to this, God in. I'm trying to tie these things together for us, okay? We don't realize the power of God in. And because you don't realize the power there, you can't realize the power of it in you.
Okay?
So you need to have that. Ask the Lord, open this up to me. Look at what the power in, and you can go through all that we're going to in a minute. But since I'm here, let's go look at a couple things in the fifth seal. Okay? So we know they were Jews. And he said they were good Jews. These Jews, do you know that these Jews are? They're the 144,000. The Jews under the souls under the altar are them. They are the redeemed. Okay? And he says they had the law and they stayed with it. And they held on. But he said, listen to this. He says, in their blindness, they had martyred their Messiah.
En su ceguera, ellos martirizaron al Mesías.
Now they're reaping for it.
Ahora están cosechando por
ellos. But listen to this.
Pero le escucho usted esto.
It was, they realized that they recognized after it was gone. When did they recognize it?
Lo reconocieron después de que él ya se había ido.
When did they recognize it?
Cuando lo reconocieron esto.
Huh? And this is the spiritual happening here, okay? And he's telling about a spiritual happening So somehow Jesus comes to these Jews, these 144,000, and he says, but now watch. The grace of God comes to them, and Jesus gives them each one a white robe. Okay. They realized, they realized that they had murdered their Messiah. They didn't know it, but then they realized it, and they had to pay for it. Now listen to this. He says, if they had been not had been blinded, God would have said, let them alone, they're not worthy.
Okay,
but listen. But being that they were blinded by God, he reached down to them. Talk about amazing grace. And he gave each one of them a robe because all Israel was saved. Okay? Now he says they were blind purposely. They had to be for us. Okay? I want you to notice how God's grace stoops down to them. Okay? And Jesus gives them each a white robe. Okay, it was God's doing. God let you all do that so you could get rid of me. That's God speaking to the Jews.
Okay,
and I could be brought down here to save lives. So, then he goes on and he says, the Lord showed me that, and he showed me who they were and where the white robes, and it was God extending grace to these 144,000 because somehow God appeared and God made it manifest, and there's God in. There's God in. And they got white robes. Now I want you to know, he says now. He says now there's another set of white robes. Okay. He says now let's go beyond the curtain of time. So then he says, isn't that interesting? Two sets of white robes. One, amazing grace, and they had to pay for it. They had to go through the Holocaust, okay? They had to reap what they sowed. But here's another group. Now listen. This group is his group. You know the stories, so I don't have to read that. Now listen. Notice, mine weren't under the altar. Mine weren't under the altar. But these were. They were martyrs. Mine weren't under any mine weren't martyrs. I want you to listen very close. Okay, the ones that the Lord showed me, the bride, they weren't martyrs. They weren't under the martyrs' block. But they received white robes. Listening to this. Because they saw God in. Listen to what his words are. Okay, the bride received white robes by accepting the pardoning grace of the living word. Okay? Do you realize how powerful that recognizing God in is? Do you see how critical it is? Do you see how only the bride can see it? You wait, Pam? Is that making sense? I know you're listening, sis. You're a sweetheart. We love you, Pam. Okay, so here it is. It's God in, God in, God in. The bride recognized eternal life in a non-eternal vessel. And I started thinking, well, as I said, well, why do I use that word non-eternal vessel? Well, I could say it this way. You recognize eternity in just a temporal. Broken.
Roto.
Stinky.
Apestoso.
Ugly.
Feo.
What did he say about Jesus? Was he handsome? Brother Abraham Myra preaches on that. I love it. You know, he says, look, would you were God and you could create any body for yourself. Okay, which one of you would choose an ugly body? Huh? Come on. He had no beauty that anybody would desire him, right? He said, no, I love how Abraham does it. He says, you'd choose a physique like a wasp. Yeah. Well, I have a physique like a pear, you know? Yeah. Isn't that interesting? But look at what God did in his humility. You know? So here he is. So I want you to see, it is so clear. John, listen, please. Listen, bro, this is all through, this goes back to Genesis. Find one place. Okay. With every man of God, every prophet, when that man comes on the scene, mercy is offered. Russ, true or not true? And grace is extended. True or not true? Was it that way with Noah, John? So now we come to this day, and we've already read, it's the life is in the blood, and now there's a bleach. And that bleach is only gotten by revelation, right? Okay. And what is that bleach? It's God in flesh. God in. There it is. And that's the thing. And that's the hardest thing for mankind. But when God calls you out of the world, and he takes you into his holy place, and he speaks to your heart,
he says,
come on, my, you know, all of God's children are taught by God. Isn't that the truth? Okay, what did Jesus say? You're tired again, aren't you, honey? tired. We're all tired. Tired season. Okay. So here's, I don't know what I was going to say now. You made me lose my track. Train went over the hill. So here's Jesus. Yeah, John 6:44. Thank you. Okay. They came to God in. God caught them, taught them to come to God in. All of, no man can come to the Son unless the Father draws him.
Okay.
So each one of you, Patricia, you're taught by God.
Okay?
You're taught by God. Think of that. To come and recognize and receive from God in. And that makes you an oddball to the world, right? So what does Brother Branham say about love? It's the most powerful force in the universe. Right? So love is God manifest. God so loved he gave. God in flesh. Every time God comes in flesh,
okay,
mercy is offered. You with me? So here we're talking, trying to put all of these things. Okay. Blood. Cross. We've gone past that. Blood, word. We've got that. I will write my word in your minds and in your hearts. And that is the covenant I will make. And that new covenant is in his blood. And there he says, and their sins I will remember no more. Okay, why don't denominations talk about that? They said, come and give your life to Jesus and you're done. Well, you should go get on your knees before God and tell you you're in his presence. Is he inscribing himself inside of you? Is he writing his very word inside of your mind and your heart? Because that's the covenant. That's the blood. So then we go from there. Okay, then there's that life. And then we see that life is light. Now we're following the life all the way through, right? You're following the life. So 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that's another one they don't like to quote, do they? Okay. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, what happens? Stephen? And? There you go. Why? Why that? Why walking in the light? Because you've been taught by God to see the light, to turn to the light, to recognize God in, and God in is light. And light, now all of a sudden, because of that, my sins are cleansed. So when Brother Branham says the bleach is the blood made manifest, nobody should be choking on it, should they? It's pretty simple. But we're going through these things because I'm going to do something. When we started my notes a few weeks ago, I don't want you to look at that, I know that scripture. We're going to look at a new way and say, what is God doing? Now, I want you to think about something. Okay. Here is Paul. Vindicated. True? First church age messenger. God in. And he comes to the Jews, don't circumcise anymore. Who are you to say that? Now, I want you to go from the thing to what God is doing. Okay? If you just stop at the thing, you're going to miss. You're going to miss seeing that this is the power of God in a man that turns corners and shocks you. And everything that you thought was true in the Word, and you can point to a dozen scriptures showing him wrong, right? And yet he's true, because God turned a corner and there's new scriptures. And you just saw that the old ones were pointing to this, but you couldn't see it. I'm trying to get you to see what we have been talking about, and this bleached blood is probably the thing that's going to take you right into the seventh seal, the third pole, because this is the thing. Brother Branham, in the first message, okay, Christ the mystery of God revealed, third seal, this is the thing that takes you back across the chasm. Okay? So how critical is this? How important is this revelatory walk? Okay? It takes me back to Adam. Got in. It's that simple. Okay? But you can't receive until you see what's there. What did Jesus say? And we keep going back to the scripture. John chapter 6, verse 40. He that sees the Son. Okay? Well, that's easy for those disciples to receive. Well, how did Paul receive it? Well, what about Polycarp and Martin and me and you? So if I have to see the Son, he's got to make a way for me to see the Son. So he does, God in. Okay, you with me? Okay. Isn't this powerful? I mean, really? That's what I want you to see. I don't want you simply to see God in. I want you to see the power of God in and what it does for you, okay? When you see it and receive from it, it's going to do what you could never do for yourself. It's going to give you a body change. It's going to take you back to Genesis 1, 26 and 28. It's going to take you back to being gods on earth.
But it takes that bleach. Russ, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think you can get back there without that bleach? Well, come on. If you think you can, then you never read God in Simplicity. Okay? Because he lays it out very clear. And he says, okay, God sent down from heaven a bleach. Well, Jesus was on earth. And he died on earth. Are you with me? So when he says he sent down from heaven a bleach, it's something more than a man on earth shedding his blood and claiming... Are you with me? It says he sent it down from heaven. Okay? His life to be God in, to see Jesus Christ in this day. John, is this making sense?
But
all through Scripture. All over the place. Okay. All right. Well, let's look at some scriptures. Okay. It's communion night, and it's a good night because we're concentrating on the life of the blood, right? Genesis 1:3, simple. Okay. Not what is, not there, but what is God doing? Okay. Genesis 1:3. Okay. Okay, Russ, you're going to read verse 3 out loud for us. Okay, verse 14, John, verse 14. Okay. All right, so go back to Genesis 3. We wouldn't understand this until the prophet in this day came, God in, and it wasn't a man that was smart. He was uneducated. He wasn't smart, but he had ears to hear. And what he heard from, okay, he heard somebody and they said, let me take you beyond the on a balcony, beyond the past atoms and stars. And there's nothing. And what does he say? A light formed. Logos. And he said, let there be light. And there was that light. Okay? Now, why? Listen to me. Here's what I'm trying to get. Light is God manifest. Go read the message, Shalom. And Brother Branham says, light is just a word. Okay? It's just a word. But when he speaks it, and then light happens, then it's the light is the manifestation, is a reality. You with me? Light is always God manifesting himself. Why in verse 3, all of creation of everything couldn't be here until God manifested and that light came? God in, okay, in verse 3, Russ, what was God in? The light. Okay? Now, I have this later in my notes for the sermon, and we'll get back there because I still want to finish those notes. But go to Hebrews chapter 1. And I want you to think of this verse there. Okay? Okay. Nate, you're going to read Hebrews 1, verse 3 out loud. And there you go. Thank you, dear Philip. Who is that speaking of, Nate? Nate, who is that speaking of? There you go. Okay, and he's in the brightness of his glory. Whose glory? The brightness of whose glory? Stephen? The Father, okay. So God came in flesh, and it was God in, and okay. Now here we're thinking, He's describing what happened in Genesis chapter 1-3, and now how that expression developed all the way into a human being. God in. Two words, the most powerful words for us as bride. You with me? That's the bleach. Now, okay. Verse 5 is the amazing one. That just always has blessed me so much. So PJ, you're going to read 5 out loud. Now, isn't that amazing? Okay, I want you to think of this. Here's Genesis 1-3. God said, let there be light. What happened there? What happened? A logos. A pillar of fire. A light. What was that? That was him. That was the Father. He just says, I'm going to come into tangibility. But here, look at what he's saying here. He looks at that logos, which is him, a mystery, fulfilled. Isn't that incredible, Stephen? And he looks at this logos and he says, you know what? I'm going to be a father to him. Isn't that amazing? And this logos, it's me, and he shall be to me as a son. There it is. And through all of that, life has to come. That is a prerequisite of every form, every kind of light, is God in. You with me? It's a prerequisite of everything that was created. It could not be created until there. John, does that make clear? Okay. Now, so we go to Noah. And we can go, you don't even have to turn anywhere, okay? So Noah came, the last person perfect in his generations, okay? So here's Noah. Is that God in? It was God in. And what did he say? Okay. Mercy. Spare life. Do you hear what I'm saying? Every single time you see God in, it's mercy offered and love projected. Bethany, does that help? It's pretty easy to see, right? This isn't complex. Seth, that's not hard to see, is it? Is it? Okay. All right. Now, a little bit more. Even Genesis 12, you guys. Come on. God in. Here's this man. The man through which he's going to establish all of his all of Israel. And here's Abraham. And God comes. He appears to him. And there he is. Okay. And verse 3. Okay, David is going to read Genesis 12, verse 3. Yeah, why? Mercy is offered. John, do you see that? Every time God has something and God comes in, there is mercy offered. It's all through the Word of God. Okay, so when we come to this day and say, there's the bleach, is God in? That's nothing new. That's since Genesis. It's all over the place. It's always in God's Word. Do you see how the great horror has blinded the people? And sit upon them and holds them down. Okay? Do you remember in the fourth seal? And Brother Branham's talking about creation, Genesis chapter 2. And here's, I'm going to make man. When he blows into it, takes potash, and he takes calcium, builds a body, and then he breathes into his nostrils the breath of life. What life was breathed into Adam? Whose life? Whose? God.
Hacia
so it was que it God in?
Era la misma soplo vida de Dios.
Okay.
Era Dios dentro? Sí.
Eve knew that.
Eva sabía eso.
That's what he says in the fourth seal. Eve knew that.
En el cuarto sello. Eva sabía
so he
eso.
Says, you know what? I'm going to twist it.
So ella dice, ¿sabes qué?
And I'm going to just
torcer.
Make you all religious.
Les voy a hacer a ustedes religiosos.
I want you to think about that.
Quiero que usted piense acerca de
and
eso.
Here's the thing that got me in that fourth seal. She knew it.
Ella lo sabía.
She knew the truth and she hid that.
Y ella escondió eso.
And he says she refused to
dice,
repent.
Que ella se rechazó a repetir.
Think of that. Think of that evil power.
Piensa acerca de ese poder malvado.
Huh? John, do you see that evil power?
Poder
go to church. Light a candle. Do this liturgy. Don't ever expect anything
no esperes nada.
To happen in your life or to affect you in any way. You just did your
manera.
Religious bit. Okay, we'll get a little bit farther. Oh, go, come to a Bible study.
Oh, vamos a ir un poquito más lejos. Ven al estudio de Biblia.
I'm going to ask you a question, Russ.
Déjame hacerte una pregunta, Russ.
Lisa does Bible studies. Do they ever go past Jesus on died on the cross? You can talk about, isn't that what Brother Branham said? You can talk about Jesus all day long. Don't you dare bring anything present tense, right? Okay. So, past tense. The harlot sitting on women. So they're blinded to, she knew. That doesn't that just want to make you spit nails? That spirit. The Antichrist spirit, it knew the truth, but it hid it. And he says it substituted religion. Think of that. It substituted religion and they died. Doesn't that just make you sick to your stomach? That she knew and she... And come on, repent. No, I'm not going to repent. I'm not going to change. This is my thing to do and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to kill people through it. For the first time in my life, I truly understand. Pete, I want you to stop and think. This is you, and God formed you out of the dust, and he breathed you life. You're Adam. Okay? His whole creation would have been that. So what does Brother Branham say about Eve? Every crepe on the door, every cemetery, every funeral parlor, every hospital, every sickness is because she did that. If she would have kept with God's program, here's my life. My life is in the flesh. It's me. There's my son. They would have never got sick. But then I see it was the fourth seal. You see how absolute evil that spirit is.
Absolutamente
deadly evil.
Malvado.
Killing people.
Malvado,
huh?
Matando gente.
And could care less.
No le importaba.
Oh, goodness sakes. All right. You with me? A couple more scriptures. Well, I'll get back to my notes someday. But are you getting this now? Are you getting God in? Yes. Yeah. Come up here so you can... Would. Yeah. There you go. This is... And we're done. Right. Yeah. Okay. And revelation is life. Is that true? Revelation is life. Yeah. What does knowledge do? Yeah. Well, here we go. Exodus 3, God in. Look at this. Brother Branham uses this text, okay, for the message, third Exodus. Okay, so Philip, let's go Exodus 3. Let's read verse 7. All right. Okay. Who's going to read verse 7? Lenorius, you can read the Bible in church. Yes, read it. Okay, and verse 8, the very first phrase of verse 8. Philip? Okay, Marianne's going to read that for us. I am come down. Brother Branham, he loves this. This is God in. Okay, I have heard, I am come down. Now go to verse 10. Okay, and Christian's going to read verse 10. There you go. What did he say in verse 8? I am come down. What did he say in verse 10? I will send thee. Brother Branham uses this as the whole background, those two phrases for the message, third Exodus. Okay? I am come down, I will send thee. What was happening? God in. How powerful is God in, Linnell? What happened to those? Was mercy extended? Was grace given? Was deliverance there? Was power there? There you go. You seeing? I want you to see the grace, the mercy, the love of God in. Okay? God in. Take it home. Put it in your back pocket. God in. All right. Now, go to chapter 6, because we've spent so much time on this, but look at this. Let's see what verses, Exodus 6, verse 5. Can you read, honey? Mary's going to read verse 5. Okay. And Pam's going to read verse 6. Who will bring you out? I will bring you out. I am come down, I'm sending you. So, you know, how did God bring them out? God in. There you go. How powerful is God in? John, are you seeing this? How powerful is God in, bro? All through the scripture. Okay. Yeah, that was verse 6. Okay. Yeah. Verse 8. Okay, Charity. I will bring you into the land. Who brought him into the land? Huh? Now God said, I did it. Did God do it? You bet he did it. How did he do it, Pete? God in. Was mercy extended? Was grace extended? Was there love there? Was there God for... What the power of those two words, God in. So when you see the bleach today, you understand, oh, that's how powerful it is. It's that takes me back to Adam. Because I can only understand that bleach through the revelation of the Word opened up, right? All right. Well, okay, now I'm going to skip some. Oh, yeah. Is it really 6:20 already? Okay. I want you to think about something. Let's think about Elisha and Elijah, because this is sort of an interactive time. It keeps you awake. Okay. Let's think about Elijah.
Vamos a pensar acerca de Elías.
Okay. Elijah was...
Elías era...
Go...
De?
To the brook. And then he says, go to the village of Zarephath.
Ve a la villa de Zarephath.
Who was he sent to? Huh? No. Elijah. Elijah. To a woman. Yeah. Okay. What was happening? There wasn't any rain.
¿Qué pasó? No hubo
ninguna. God
Dios
in.
Dios dentro.
What did God in do?
Que
went Dios to a woman. Now,
ahora,
Elisha
Eliseo
was also sent to a...
También fue enviado a...
Why?
Porque,
isn't that interesting?
¿No es interesante?
Two Elijahs,
dos Elijah,
same spirit,
mismo espíritu,
both sent to a woman, and they both had a son, and both of their sons died.
Pero, dos tuvieron un hijo, y los
okay.
Dos murieron. Está bien.
Okay, Russ is going to give us an evaluation on all of that. Why did both Elijahs go to two women, and both women had sons, and both sons died, and both were raised to life? What's God trying to show us there? Huh? There you go. And we are those sons that were dead in the church and the woman, and he had to resurrect us. Isn't that interesting?
Huh?
Interesting, isn't it? Both sent to women, both had a son, both sons died, both were resurrected. What's God trying to say, Pete? Interesting, isn't it? Yeah. So God in. Okay. So God in went to
Dios dentro fue a
Naaman. Was he an Israelite?
Él era un israelita.
Naaman. What? He was a heathen. Was God extending mercy to him anyway?
Estaba Dios,
did God heal him?
Dios vivió con él.
Right?
Correcto.
Come on, you guys. God in
Dios dentro
is the most powerful thing in the world.
Cosa más poderosa en el mundo.
I can't wait to get back to my notes now because we're going to see things. We're not just going to look at them or say, what is God doing? What is the power of God in? David, isn't that phenomenal? So none of us anymore, after seeing all of these scriptural examples, when it comes to hear the prophet say, the bleach is the blood made manifest, and all of the world accepts a substitute blood, and that's why I have told you all these weeks, I want you to know where you stand. Do you stand on the real blood? That's what he calls it. That's the prophet's word. That's the real blood. Why is it the real blood? Because it's the real life. How powerful is that? It's powerful enough to make me Adam.
Before the fall.
Jess, it's powerful to make me God on earth. Right, Pam? How powerful is that? To recognize God in you guys? Okay. God in simplicity. Well, 2 Chronicles 20:20. We all know this. We used to sing this. But dear Philip is going to put it on the board for us. Do you remember we used to sing this song? That's a long time ago. So David's going to read this one.
David va a leer esta.
Tekoa, yeah.
Cuando se levantaron por la mañana,
there you go.
Josaphat, estando en pie, dijo,
oye,
Jehová y moradores del rey, eres Jehová.
Okay, and we just got a few minutes, so we're going to go to one more. And I want you to consider something that we know so well. John 4. Okay. There you go. God in. Okay. Genesis 1:3. Let there be light, and there was. And the Father says, you know, to that light, that's me in an expression, and I'm going to call that light my son. And that light's going to call me Father, but we're all the same. Right? Okay. John 4. All right. So here's God in. And he went to church. He went to the temple. I got to find a virgin pure and white and spotless. And I'll pronounce, you know, you're white, honey, because you're just so special. You've lived your life. No. I must needs go by Samaria, right? She wasn't even Jewish. I want you to see the power of this. You with me? Samaritan. Was she a virgin? How many husbands had she lived with? And the one she's living with? Was she living in sin? Okay. So go to verse 10. And we're all going to read that out loud together this time. Okay. John, you see this? He went to the chiefest of sinners. But God in is so powerful. God in is so powerful. There's bleach. And the bleach worked on this woman. Okay, and Jesus, let's all read it. And Jesus answered and said to her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who is this that saith unto thee, give me to drink. Two things. Go back. Two things. First is, if you knew the gift of God. God in is the gift of God. John, do you see that? God in is the gift of God. If you knew the gift of God, you who are living in sin, not a Jew, outside of the covenants of God, without hope, because that's Ephesians chapter 2, speaking of the Gentiles. They wouldn't even talk to each other. And he goes to this one that nobody else would even have anything to do with. And he says to this unworthy person, unworthy in the sight of the world, here is the gift of God coming to you, and to you, you, from what the world might call a prostitute or whore, whatever the evil names they could come up with, you, out of your belly will show forth. No, you will give you living water. Isn't that incredible? See, when you turn the picture around and ask, what is God doing? God in always offers mercy, extends grace to those who can receive it, and it's so powerful. What does Brother Branham said? There was priests there. Oh, they were white. Oh, they were so white. Brother Branham said you couldn't touch their life with a 10-foot pole and find any sin, anything wrong. They were so, you know. What happened to their white in the presence of God in? Oh, we're holier than you. We wouldn't even come near you, let alone touch you or speak to you. Never! And all of their white became what? And all of her black became Do you know what a message of grace we have to give out? Brothers and sisters, you are the light of the world. Okay? You are that light. You are God in. Go extend grace. Go show mercy to somebody. There's so many judgmental spirits I've seen, even in this message, you know. Don't they understand the scripture? Unto the merciful I will show mercy. And doesn't Jesus say, with what judgment you render, that's how you're going to be judged? Who wants that? Look what God in has always done. Pam, look what God in is doing.
Mira que Dios dentro está haciendo, Pam.
And look, Russ and John, look what God is going to do.
Miren lo que va a hacer.
It's taken
John
us
miren.
Across the chasm, totally restored.
Totalmente restaurado.
Is it scripture?
¿Es escritura?
I mean, you can go into your Bible, find every single prophet, every single man of God, see God in and see what has happened.
Mire.
God in is the most powerful thing in the world. That's what I wanted you to see today. Okay. It's time. Next week we'll try to get back to the notes, maybe. We'll see what he does. Well, you know, these seals have been a mystery to me all my life. You who have been around, I've never preached on the seals ever. Because I didn't know what to do with them. Because all I knew for years is the typical message mindset. Okay, this is the first horse. Yeah, we know that. Second horse. Yeah, I know that. Okay, the soul's under the altar. I know that. And why is it in this time it's just blossoming and opening and we're seeing love. We're seeing redemption. We're seeing the wonderful thing God in does. Yeah. Do you understand the fifth seal? They recognized.
Ellos reconocieron.
And because they recognized, God had mercy. And Jesus went, think of that. He went to those 144,000. Jesus gave them white robes, the ones that murdered him. Do you hear what I'm saying? The ones that murdered him, he gave them because they recognized. He said, that's what he said. They recognized. When, how, I don't know, but they did. What did they recognize? God in. See how powerful, Jess? Most powerful thing. Okay, you just go this week. Janelle, look this up. Just the power of light. Okay? Think of that. The power of light. Go look through the scripture. The power of God manifest. And I want you to think about that. Okay? The power of light. God in. God manifest. And here we are, and you know what? They call us crazy. Right? Fanatics. Don't associate with those people. You know, several years ago when we were upstairs, there was a lady that lived upstairs, a Christian lady, and she wanted in the worst way to make a ministry to the people in the building. Okay. How many years have we been here, guys? How many people have come and take one look and walk away? So we're up in the old vestibule up there. And I'm talking to this lady, and she looks at me with the worst contempt. And she says this, do you think that you and your group could have any effect on these people? Look at you. Look at your hair. This is what she said. Look at how you dress. And I thought, Satan, get thee behind me.
Satanás, sal de aquí.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, eso tremendo?
You dress like that. Do you think you're going to touch somebody's life? God in me is going to.
¿Piensas que tú vas a tocar a alguien así?
He's going to lead me to somebody somewhere.
Él me va a guiar a algo, a alguien, en algún lugar.
You understand holiness under the Lord. They can't take it. And do you know what? Holiness to them is an offense. It's an offense. You're disgusting.
Huh?
So if you're calling God's children who live in holiness and separated unto Him, I thought, Lord, what do you even do?
Okay,
so I could say to you girls, all right, come on, next Sunday I'm going to the makeup counter and I'll load you up. I'll get 50 pounds of rouge and load, and I'll paint your lips myself. And I'll put you on eyelashes that are that long. You've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah.
And now you can go change lives. Really?
De verdad?
But do you know what?
O sea, ¿qué?
God in
Dios dentro
has to come through John 6:44.
Tiene que tener a través de Juan.
Those who are taught by God.
No, tú te atreves a hablar de eso.
They that see the Son. Okay? Isn't that what Jesus said? All of God's children are taught. What are they taught? There's my Son. Go to Him. There's God in. Go to it. There's light. Go to it. And you know what? It's so mysterious to the rest of the world. So Russ, I'm going to tell on you. We're sitting back in the upstairs room and he comes to me back after service one day and he says, Don, I've been here for I don't remember how many years. And that's just the same old people. He says, let me loose and I'll fill this place up. I said, go for it, Russ. Go for it. It's all in your hands. Go get them. How many have you caught? What happens? So, you understand who wants it, right? Isn't that what he says? That's what Russ says. Who wants it? You bring to God in and they just... I want the Jesus I like. Right? Okay. Servers, would you come make ready? Stephen, did this make sense? How many pictures are you going to draw for us? Oh, good. He's my picture man. Okay, now the bleach and the blood's all is getting more. Yeah, God in. Two words. Okay. Well, let me read the scripture first, okay? Goodness sakes. I get too many things on this old noggin of mine, and the noggin's getting old, and then I forgetful. Okay, let's read the Word of God. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And Nate, thank you for sharing that. What a wonderful thing. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause, God's Lord's body, you, God in. Yeah. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. God in. Most powerful thing in the world. Okay, Brother Stephen, would you ask a blessing on the bread?